League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Should he pump the brakes?
Your nipples won't be showing. Your nipples won't be showing.
Hey! The Italian hand gesture from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance.
It's on a lighted stage approaches the unreal for those who think unreal.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Nipples won't be showing.
Okay, stop with the nipple showing. Okay, it's out of context. He's taken. He does it. He does it every morning. Every morning, he's got a clearing our throat, which we don't do anymore. Never do anymore. I mean,
it'll be me, you, and Dana at one point. At some point
just
this morning.
Ridiculous.
Me, you, and Dana in the same segment.
How about that?
Throat clearing.
The Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame of throat clears. Okay, so the Texans are now one step closer to the top seed in the AFC.
Wow. You know what? I hadn't thought about
that. Yeah, well, you should think about that. Because they're here's the biggest problem. And it ain't Kansas City. The biggest problem is Baltimore. Baltimore beat you.
They got the head.
And they're 8-3. They're also a game up on you because they haven't had their bye yet.
Yeah, we're going to need some. Even if they're 8-4. What's your record right now?
6-4.
Yeah. Oh, they're 8-3. Yeah. So yeah, I guess you could be 7-4. Yeah, you're gonna need some help to get to the number one seed.
Well, yeah. You gotta to get to the number one seed. You need a little help, but it's there. Baltimore. I mean, they're winning some games. There's no reason they can't lose a couple of games down
people
the stretch here.
People truly believe you're saying this.
I am saying this. I'm really.
People truly believe that you're saying the one seed.
Do you know you were in a death fight with the Cardinals?
Yeah, the Cardinals. You mean the team that beat the Cowboys?
You lost to Carolina.
And they didn't even have Kyler Murray?
So when you say the Ravens could lose some games, that goes for the Texans,
too. You're 2-2 against the NFC South.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know. You don't know that. You don't know that they're going to lose some games. I mean, why?
I don't know how Cleveland – I'm so pissed that we're not going to get the pick I thought we were going to get with Cleveland. They have won two games with P.J. Walker at the helm and one with Thompson Robinson. Three wins with these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should have a much better pick than – instead, the Browns are right there with the Texans in terms of playoff stuff. Like, what are the Browns doing here? Get out of here.
We're still going to have a better record than the Browns. So all of our talk about why didn't they trade – and here's the deal. Why didn't they trade the Browns pick instead of their own? Because they're going to be worse. You know, if you'd have traded –
I assume they will be. I mean, their defense just doesn't allow much.
But here's the deal is if you'd have done that on draft day and you'd have traded the Browns pick because then you would have just been admitting that you're not a good football team.
Well –
yeah, because you would be saying, listen, we think we're going to be worse.
Why do you think Arizona?
We think we're going to be worse than the Browns.
You think it had anything to do with the Texans? That was Arizona asking for that pick. Arizona's not stupid. Arizona's like, we'll take the Browns pick, not you. Or we'll take your pick, not the Browns.
Well, no, you say, no, we'll give you the Browns pick.
How it worked.
But if you do that, though, and you know what? They were right not to do it.
Well, I don't think it's not to do it. I don't think they said, we're not giving you
Oh, we're giving you our pick. We're not giving you the Browns. I don't think it was their choice. I think Arizona's the one making those demands.
Listen, Arizona,
they were on the clock.
Arizona
was bullying the Texans the whole.
I don't want to say a bad word. Arizona really, really, really screwed the Texans on that deal. I mean,
oh yeah,
the 13th,
which word did
the 13th, the 33rd, and the first next year.
They did a lot.
It was what?
But you know, they did it. Let's say it again.
There was some room for negotiation.
They did it though for CJ Stroud.
But I get it.
I know that CJ was drafted second, but they had to do that to lighten the load. It's just Arizona didn't play that game. They said no. We're going to, if this is the guy you want, Will Anderson, we're going to make you pay the same as you would for a quarterback. And I give Monty Awesome Ford a lot of credit. They did a really good job of maneuvering around that draft. They had a great draft in terms of how they maneuvered it. But the Texans, they still ended up getting their guy. They got their guy. They got both their guys.
Yeah.
They got both their guys.
No, I understand that. But my point being, you couldn't have traded away the Browns pick because you would have been admitting that you were worse than the Browns.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
It does. It wasn't the Texans' call. That's the Browns. It's Arizona's call.
You could have negotiated, Lance. And a lot of times you trade the other team's pick.
Deshaun Watson coming back, one of the elite defenses. You've been the worst team in football in 3 years.
Still,
you think the Texans made that decision because we believe we're better than the Browns?
No, we don't want to admit that we're not. That's why.
It doesn't matter about admitting. You just do what's best for the team. What's best for the team would have been trying to give away Cleveland's pick and keep your own, because realistically, you're going to have a worse record.
And realistically, you're not.
But you've outplayed your Vegas total. You wouldn't even fire on the over
after
your drive for five.
Well,
you were
because
scared
I've
of
done it.
It
too many times. I've
I know. You were scared, too.
No, I wasn't scared. I was
you
sick
were scared.
Of it. I said last year, I will never bet the Texans over again.
They're already over.
And I held. And I, you know what? I don't regret it.
They're already over. You don't?
No,
it's free money. It'd be free money today.
No, I don't regret it. I don't regret it at all.
You should.
Yeah.
You had no faith in these Texans.
No.
I always
that's
believed.
Not it. I
believed in the quarterback. I believed in
not,
everything.
I said I would not bet them again, and I'm not ever going to do it, okay? Ever. Ever bet the Texans over again, because then it disgusts me. Okay?
I don't believe
when
you.
I lose. You're when I lose
you're
with them,
Mr.
I,
over
disgusts
for,
me.
Youth, for hometown teams.
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm going to still root for them.
Even though you're known as a hater.
I'm not going to put my money on it anymore. I don't give them my money anymore after 20 years of giving them my money.
Are you trying to get your tickets back?
I am not. You can't, actually. You can't. You gotta buy another PSL.
I know.
I ain't doing that.
Don't they give you credit for having one?
No, they don't give you any credit at all. So anyway, here we are in the midst of, like, where are the Texans positioned right now after, listen, that right there.
Tell people what you're
Valdez Scantling dropped the potential game-winning touchdown on a beautiful pass. It wasn't right in his breadbasket.
Beautiful
but it was
pass.
Right out.
It was
great.
A leading pass.
It was
you don't drop
pass.
That. Except that I went back to my scouting report because I thought I remember that, and I put has trouble making, you know, with his ball skills down the field. This has been an ongoing issue for him dating back to college. Usually those don't change, and it hasn't changed for him. He's got 6 drops this year on throws of 30 or more.
Well, he
6 drops on 30-plus throws, but he wasn't the only one. I mean, it was drops galore on Monday Night Football yesterday.
Well, it's drops galore all season for them.
Yeah.
They lead the league. Do you know how many?
Justin Watson. That should have been a first down on that fourth and forever. That was a first down, and Justin Watson drops.
And Kelsey dropped one right before he caught the fourth down pass. Do you know what they score in the second half this year, Kansas City?
What?
What's their average points per second half?
Oh, well, they've been, according to Andrew Siciliano, they have now been shut out in the second half for 3 consecutive games.
Yeah, and they haven't, since October 20th, they haven't scored a second, just a month ago. A month ago, they haven't scored because they had a bye. But what is their, how many points per game in the second half for the Chiefs?
I mean, based on a bunch of zeros, I say like 8 points a game?
5.9.
Wow.
They hit, you know how many points they have in the fourth quarter this year?
How
total
many?
Points.
How many?
Total points. 10 games. 19.
I'm telling you
19
now,
points in the fourth
this
quarter.
Is, you know, so Jalen Hurts is starting to lock into the MVP. I personally think, I mean, he's a guy who's finding ways to win. So you always have one of two things. You have Lamar gets credit for having he just wins.
Yeah.
People don't like looking at stats. They just say he just wins. Then you look at guys with stats and you say, look at the, you know, look how dominant this is. Then you can say, well, he is value to the team with Tyreek Hill, right? Jalen Hurts really gives you all those things. He gives you pretty good stats on run pass. He's a winner. His value to the team is undeniable. I mean, Jalen Hurts checks all three of those boxes. Yep. Jalen Hurts is going to be the MVP. This is clearly not one of Pat Mahomes' best years.
No.
Although he's not getting a lot of help from receivers. It's clearly not one of his best. You know, did you notice after watching C.J. Stroud all the time, you really are aware of off-target throws that are easy throws, and guys like Mahomes will do that sometime. He'll make a throw, especially when it's wide, that just is off target for no reason to be off target. CJ Stroud almost never does that. If he's got time to throw and his feet are set, it's going to be right here in the frame. He's going to make on-frame throws. A lot of other quarterbacks just don't do that. That's what makes CJ so rare, is that everything is there on top of you as long as he's got time to throw and his feet are good.
Yeah.
It's going to be right there. And you can't say that. I mean, Burrow's the same way. Brock Purdy, Brock's pretty good at it. Drew Brees used to be fantastic at it. But Mahomes is not necessarily that.
No, well, but he's got the fantastic plays that make up for it. The plays that nobody else can make.
And CJ, you know what, will never be a – he'll never make – I don't think he's ever going to be that guy.
Did you hear the huddle before the Tank Dell
40-yarder?
I'm going deep.
Yeah, but he did point – did you see CJ points him in that direction?
Right.
So, but I did hear that. I thought that, like, it didn't match the route necessarily, but, I mean, it is what happened.
Right. Well
– Tank did go deep.
Well, if – I don't know. If it wasn't for the scramble and the point, you know, he was heading to the post – so he was still heading deep. He just changed his route. And when CJ told him,
he
head
had a scramble
corner,
route. Yeah.
When CJ started scrambling, CJ went. CJ pointed to the corner. Then Tank. Man, you want to talk about the ability to change direction on a dime? Tank Dell is fantastic.
He doesn't miss. He doesn't slow down at all. Like, he doesn't. His change. Usually a change of speed, a change of direction, you're going to lose a little speed.
Yeah.
Tank doesn't lose any
Nothing.
Speed.
Nothing.
That's why his separation's so elite.
Yeah. We have got a lot to talk. We haven't even touched on the Rockets. Just how many in a row now they've lost to Golden State?
Oh. 12?
Yep. 12.
Three straight losses. You went 0-3 on your West Coast trip.
So, and there was a bit of a mix up, well, a change up in the fourth quarter last night that we'll talk about on the other side, right here on ESPN.
May I ask the question again?
What's that?
If you do not win road games, can you be a good basketball team?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. How about the league screwed you?
How?
The league screwed you with your 3 out of 4 nights after you got 4 days off against the top teams in the West.
You mean after the league just gave you an extended homestand that you took advantage of?
Yeah. Yeah, they screwed you.
3 of the top 4 teams in the West.
Let's
the
mix
Rockets
it up,
are,
league.
What? The Rockets Adam, are slump busters.
Adam Silver does not want to
see
the Rockets.
Wait a minute. Did you say 3 out of the top 4 teams in the West?
This is the oldest trick in the book,
guys. 3 out of the top 4 teams in the West? The Rockets
He gives you 7 early in the year when the games don't matter as much. Don't you follow baseball?
Listen,
these games don't
just
matter.
Just because Golden State had lost 6 in a row, just because the Clippers only had 3 wins on the year,
the Rockets are
just because there doesn't matter.
Slump busters, what the Rockets are.
No.
Wow.
No. Well, absolutely not.
Wow.
What else would you call them?
Wow. Yeah.
Competitive.
If you look
every
at
game.
Boban, yeah.
No, not that. I'm talking about the fact, not the Mark Grace thing specifically. Oh. I'm talking about the fact that if you need a win, bring the Rockets in.
Well, it used to be that case, but if you need a cover, don't bring the Rockets in.
Yeah.
Because they make it hard to cover the point spread.
How about that?
Because they're competitive this year.
How about that? Bet the Rockets. If you bet the Rockets every game, you'd have some money in your pocket.
Right
you'd be ahead. Let's talk right now about Chastain Ford. You'll be ahead when you buy your Ford from Chastain Ford. You're going to be ahead when you get the great deal that they're going to give you. I don't know other Ford dealerships in the city of Houston. I know the number one commercial dealership for Ford in the city of Houston is Chastain Ford, and that just tells you something. It tells you the businesses that's all they care about. They care about the bottom line. They want the vehicle. They want to customize exactly how they want it because they know all of these businesses. They're fantastic at it, and they're fantastic at getting at you exactly what you need for your business, and then the service. So those are the three things that commercial businesses need, and you know they provide all of them best in the city of Houston because that's where everybody goes, all the businesses go. Well, that's where you should go too because you want all those things too. You want the best prices you can get. You want the best service you can get. You want to customize exactly how you want it, not how the dealership wants it. That's exactly what's happening to Chastain Ford every single day, and you will benefit from it. Join the Chastain family. I'm in. I bought a couple of vehicles from them, and I will continue to do so. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's one place to go. Chastain Ford, ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Rockets lost last night. Man, there were some calls in that game. Did you see Klay Thompson jump in the air on a fake? I think Alpe came flying by. He goes back down and then shoots. I mean, it's clearly an up and down.
Do you think the foot left?
Oh,
the toe left.
You want to see?
Yeah, show it to me again.
Oh, my God.
Because I know this.
Both feet were this high off the ground.
I am not an anti-referee guy. That's not my shtick like other people's shtick. But I will say this. This was some of the most piss-poor officiating I've seen in these three games. Alperen Şengün was beaten about the head, breast, neck, and chest area against the Clippers. And it was...
Watch this.
Let's see it again. Let's see it again as I watch live on. Oh, my God.
He's this far off the ground.
Wow, did they miss that?
He's about 6 inches off the ground.
Holy cats.
With both feet.
It was bad. It was. The officiating has been bad on this trip. On the West Coast swing, the Rockets really took the worst of it on several. They just, a lot of play ons that the Rockets had to fade where the other way. It was kind of some ticky-tack fouls that they didn't let the Rockets play on. So, it is what it is. A little disappointing.
So, they lose. They weren't going to beat. I mean, you're just not going
to.
Even though
Alpe, I was hoping to catch Alpe, it. I was hoping for a 1-2, though.
13-23 with 13 rebounds, 5 assists. He did have another 3 turnovers, but 30 points for Alpe. He played really, really well. But Steph is just... He got it back. 8-14, 5-9 from 3, 32 points, 11-12 from the free throw line. Chris Paul had 12 assists. He's a pain in the 12 assists, 1 turnover for Chris Paul.
Yeah, he's going to be really good
How's
for
that?
What they do.
How's that? Is that any good? And Klay got it back. He just loves to play the Rockets. So, but you know, when he jumps up and down, very nice job, Rockets. How about this though? The minutes for Jalen Green did not see the floor in the fourth quarter. He had a really bad end of the first half, and then I don't know, maybe it was his defense or whatever the reason was, but, well, here's the reason. I think, we don't know, this sounds like coach speak to us. Here is Ime talking about why Jalen didn't play in the fourth quarter.
What led to the decision to hold Jalen out of the whole fourth quarter?
The group that was in was playing better, and that had a good spark there. Obviously, scored 35 in that quarter, and just like the energy.
They did. They outscored them 35-29.
Isn't that what we want, though? Don't we want managers in baseball and coaches and football about to ride a hot hand?
Yeah.
I mean, and the energy.
Yeah, an entire quarter
is this what we want?
That
you don't. It's a meritocracy?
Mm.
Don't we want that?
How about that Jabari played center in the fourth quarter?
And I think that's what you're going to start seeing some of because you don't really have any choice. But you can match up with them small. Like, that's a special match. That's a team you can match up like that with. I actually don't think you'll see it a ton. But if Jabari ever put on 15 pounds of muscle, I do think you would potentially see them use him as a matchup piece. But I'm still waiting for him to really fill out his frame. I really thought he was going to fill out a lot more already, but I think it's still to come. But we'll see.
If he's got to play center, he's going to have to.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to. Well, he's not going to be a full-time center, but,
no, but
to slide over and play a full-time, you know, role of four, I think he's going to have to. He just, from a rebounding standpoint, he needs to get thicker and stronger so he can battle with guys inside. Just in general, that needs to happen.
Van Vliet did not have a good night shooting the ball. 14 assists, no turnovers. Pretty good.
It's incredible. I look at the assist to turnover numbers for the Rockets. They are so much better this year than last year. Every statistical category across the board, the Rockets are substantially better than last year. Like, every defense, forget about it. But even taking care of the basketball, they're averaging three less turnovers per game right now, a 3.6 less turnovers per game this year than last year. Think about how many, you know, that's 3.5 extra possessions you're getting.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't, you know, defensive points allowed. Defensive points allowed, they're allowing, I think it's over 11 fewer points per game.
Yeah. Hey, let's get some calls in here because we got people on waiting. But take the day off of work and play a fun round of golf with us on December 13th. It's the ESPN 97.5 and 92 Occasional Invitational benefiting Kids Meals. We're going to be December 13th, Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer is going to get beverages from St. Arnold Brewery Company, Brewing Company, lunch with Papa Charlie's Barbecue, which is really good, dinner with Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, which is really good, 18 holes of golf, quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now, ESPN975.com. You've got an early bird special where you're going to save a bunch. And especially if you've got a foursome, you're going to save over $100 on this deal, but you got to do it by Sunday, okay? If you've got a foursome and you want to get them in, do it now so that you guys, you'll save $100 on your foursome. Let's go. Derek, let's get him in here. Hey, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I just got a quick question. I have some Cardinals friends, like fan friends or whatever. They keep telling me, or we were talking about this, and they're saying that, they were saying that the refs missed that call at the end where they, I guess it was a neutral zone infraction, for the Texans at the end of the game. I don't remember if it was like third or fourth down or whatever. And I just wanted to, get your, thoughts or opinions. Was that a penalty or no? I'm not really sure. And I just hang up and listen to what y'all say. Well, thank y'all.
Well, how about I don't really care. The game's over. You lost, Cardinal fan. You're the only person I know that has Cardinal fan friends.
My dad Kutcher, I don't even have him.
No. He doesn't even know any, and he coached there.
I mean, none of those guys are still coaching there.
You can tell your buddies.
I might be
that no one no one cares. Was there a neutral?
Yeah, it was probably a neutral zone.
Yeah, we tell them.
So
yeah.
What? Like,
so
holding,
what? Okay,
like,
sorry.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. So you okay? So you know what? Then you guys won.
We tried to.
You
give
guys,
you,
the Cardinals. You
we
won.
Literally, all you got to do, Derek, is just tell them. But this is what you're talking about. We literally gave you, like, we took points off the board ourselves.
Gave you every opportunity.
Five opportunities, the score turned into zero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stop.
Yeah. So.
And that's what you're, there's a neutral zone infraction. We gave you five chances where we had free points that we didn't take.
It's unbelievable. Tell your friends to really, you need a new team. If neutral zone infraction is keeping you up?
Well, yeah. You guys were complaining about a travel earlier, so
it wasn't a
fans
travel. It was
complained.
An up and down.
It's just it'll call a travel. It's a travel. They go. That's a travel.
Right.
That's the actual official ruling. So fans complain. How it is? Stop bitching.
Yeah.
That's all. You lost.
You just tried to flip the script on us.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. It's way more egregious if you have
basketball.
Up and down.
Sure.
Yep.
Basketball,
and,
yes.
And,
with
and
all
he made
those,
the shot.
With all those plays that result in a win or loss in basketball, yeah, much that. More egregious. No,
neutral zone doesn't mean you're going to make a play.
And if I'm a Cardinal
that's
fan, which I'm not, thank God, I would say, hey, what about the time that ball bounced off that guy's back and they ruled it against us? Another thing that didn't go our way.
That one was a bad one.
That was terrible.
That CD. Gene Steratore was like, I don't know, guys. Looks pretty obvious to me.
What about safety? What about that safety, guys?
Well, Miami's had two of those.
The two of those.
Yeah, so it happens. The referees in all sports across all divisions stink.
Yeah,
you just have to deal with it.
This is true. This is true. What about that woman that threw the flag on the
no.
Taunt?
I mean, that was a taunt. You can't go over the guy.
You don't know. You don't
bark
know what he
at
said.
Him.
You don't know what he said.
I probably wasn't kind. It probably wasn't, hey, are you having mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving? He probably didn't say
you
that.
You don't know. You don't know what he said.
It's unlikely. The probability.
Could have been sweet potatoes. You don't know.
Well, I'm a yams guy. Definitely. Yeah. I already went on last night and went and got them.
You did?
Yams. You already mac and cheese. Up your yams. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's yams nice. Can wait. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you yeah. put some sugar, brown
them?
Sugar, in
brown sugar, the butter, all that stuff.
All of it.
Yeah, cut them up. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, you're gonna fatten it up, aren't you?
Nah, well, what else do you do on Thanksgiving?
What are you gonna do? Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, so T. Huff, Bonga, he got his ACL torn by Rashad White. So which one's worse? When Rod Woodson got shook by Barry Sanders and tore his ACL? Or Hufanga, who got folded up like a lawn chair and he tore his ACL against Rashad White?
Yeah, if you missed it, potential all pro Hufanga lost for the year for the 49ers. Open field trying to make a play. Rashad White made him buckle his ankle, and the knee just went.
I think I saw that play.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a big loss for him. He is an incredibly active safety. You know, he had medical concerns coming out, which is, I loved how he played, but I was told that the medicals are going to be a little dicey on him. So, and I want to say that knee was one of them. Like, I think he had knee issues previously, but yeah, that was a bad one for him. It's a bad loss for them because that's one of those guys that you really need to kind of, they've got special guy, like Mafanga's one of those multipliers, force multipliers. So is Fred Warner with the way that he can cover and his speed. And then you have Nick Bosa. So just those three guys alone are very unique on all three levels for the 49ers. It kind of makes them special. Did you see Joey Bosa is... Joey Bosa is hurt all the time.
Yeah.
He's hurt all the time. And Bosa was out.
That organization's a mess. They're a mess. There is no way Staley lasts through this, is there? Staley's done after this year, right?
I don't think he makes it this season.
No.
Now, while explicitly Sunday's game wasn't Herbert's fault, and there's blame to go around in every game.
Okay, John, let me explain what's about to happen.
I'm going
to
let me
John,
ask a question.
This is what's going to happen for Dell.
He won't let me ask a question.
Dell's got this little Tua thing. So
no,
Dolphins
I actually
fans,
I don't. I'm
Dolphins
pretty
Twitter has
I'm pretty good
Tua
with my quarterback.
So this is about
no,
to be
this
anti-
is my question about Justin Herbert.
It's about to be racist.
Racist.
Go ahead, Dell.
Racist. My point is, if you are an elite quarterback and you don't even think he's elite,
no.
Do you get two coaches fired within your first four seasons if you're an elite quarterback?
It can happen.
You're not supposed to.
That's not supposed to happen, right?
It's not ideal. No,
that's
but right
usually
now,
the sign that the organization is going. Now,
the secondary right now is getting him fired. Some of the defensive stuff is.
Yeah, they're
bad. What he can't do is he can't overcome issues. Like the truly great quarterbacks can overcome
like CJ.
Defensive issues and output. Yeah, frankly, CJ has done that twice already.
Yeah.
Gotten wins when the defense let you down. And that's not really, although he has done it before. But Sunshine's just not playing.
Sunshine?
Like, he's just not that guy.
He's not Sunshine. That's
You're not
Trevor
that guy,
Lawrence.
Buddy.
Trevor Lawrence is Sunshine.
This really is, to me, more Sunshine than Trevor Lawrence.
Because
Trevor Lawrence looks like Marilyn Manson's son.
You mean the dude?
He does look a lot like Sunshine.
So you remember, when we were kids, the quarterback, you know, shouldered everything. The blame or the credit, he got it all now with film watchers. They decide, well, the quarterback played well, but the team didn't win. This is the perfect aid for Justin Herbert because film watchers will go, look how great he is. Yeah, I know the team's losing all the time, and sometimes he's part of the problem, but he's really, really great, except Anthony Lynn's got shown the door, and now Brandon Staley will too. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on his third coach in five seasons, but he's elite, gentlemen. Elite.
We got to break it. We got to talk.
Do you see what happened?
I know.
That wasn't racist, happened? Though.
Okay. That's where it lives.
It wasn't racist.
I can't wait till Herbert is named to the Pro Bowl and to his not.
Of course.
I can't wait.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either.
Right now, though, we got to talk about tequila.
I'll talk about Maestro Nobel, the league leader. They're actually leading the league in delicious flavors and flavor profiles. And why wouldn't they be? 11 generations are the ones who have put this together over time, and now the consistency is outstanding. The process they've got fine-tuned. And there's a different process for every tequila. The Reposado has a different process than the Añejo. It has a different process than the Cristalino, which is three different tequilas that are charcoal-filtered and blended charcoal-filtered. and aged. So there's different processes which create the different flavor profiles. And with Maestro Dobel, you want a tequila that is functional in a variety of ways, multifaceted. And that's what you have when you choose from Maestro Dobel. You've got the bottles. I was at Total Wine the other day, and they had the great big bottles of the silver, Maestro Dobel silver. That's when you're making your margaritas. You want that big old bottle of the silver. But also right next to it, they had the Añejo, which I think is one of the best sipping tequilas that you can have. That's my style of tequila that I really like, how smooth and creamy it is. It's really unlike anything I had ever tasted before with a sipping tequila. Make sure that you figure out what your favorite blend is, and I don't care if you've got other tequilas, put this one on the shelf along with it and see how it rates. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
God loves a terrier.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
Well, speaking of which,
that's perfect.
Gilbert's here. Should we bring him in? Did Gilbert call yesterday?
Yes, but you didn't get to.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're good.
What's
we're
up,
good.
Gilbert?
Wonder what he's going to talk about.
In my work anyway. I got sad news to tell you.
What?
I'm not going to make it to the Christmas party.
What?
How do you know that so far in advance?
I didn't know. I went to the ear doctor. I need someone to get me out of the car. And I'm on a walker anyway, you know. So I don't think I can sit down for 4 hours.
Wait.
At the Christmas party, anyway.
You said ear doctor.
Will be held at anyway.
An ear doctor, right?
You can't sit down for 4 hours?
Well, it's going to end up being a balance thing for
okay.
him.
But he can sit.
It'll be outdoors or indoors, the Christmas party.
Well, we're not sure currently.
No, because if it's really cold, we'll go to next place and be inside.
Inside?
Well, we don't know yet.
Depends if it's really cold outside.
Do you have the weather right now for the 23rd?
Yeah. What does it look like for Christmas, Gilbert?
I don't know.
Can you ask Alexa?
Ask Alexa real quick.
No, I can't ask Alexa. Hey, Lance, I want to ask you a question. What happened at the Dallas Cowboys, former player, not on NFL Network? What's his name again?
Michael Irvin?
No, the other one.
Emmitt Smith?
Emmitt
Smith?
What happened to him, Lance?
What happened,
What's
Lance?
The question?
Why is he not on NFL Network?
You want to know why he's not on? He was never on NFL Network. I think he was on ESPN. I don't work for ESPN.
Oh.
No, Eric Smith. We'll be on him anyway.
Eric Smith? Oh, Eric Smith retired.
Who's Eric Smith?
Who's Eric Smith?
Eric Smith.
Emmitt Smith, you mean?
I think
he's a ball-headed guy. He worked for ESPN. He would be a former Cowboy player anyway.
Yeah, but Lance doesn't work for ESPN.
He speaks for QC Kinetics.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Emmitt Smith.
And he colors his beard, too.
Yeah, he does a commercial for that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't work for them anymore.
And he is on a commercial for, what's the one where he's on he and Jerry Rice are all the older players who are talking about getting back to
football?
Oh,
yeah. That's isn't it a chip?
I know the commercial. I don't know the.
Isn't it a potato chip?
Yeah, how about we don't know the product? Lays? Well done.
That's bad. If you don't know the product, it's bad. I think it's Lay's. Anyway, yeah, Gilbert. So you're not going to be able to make the Christmas party, huh?
It depends on the weather anyway. Well, you're going to pick me up anyway. That's for one day.
Well, wait.
Who's picking you up?
Why does it depend on the weather?
Because it might affect his balance.
Well, what do you need it to be?
Well, you can't wear
colder.
Is there a certain type of weather you need?
What's the temperature you need it to be?
Yeah, what's the weather look like? What does it need to be?
He
doesn't know.
Well,
it depends on the weather, but he doesn't know what he needs.
Okay. Yeah,
I can't ask you a question?
Sure.
This is
your
story.
Can you and Wendy come out to the cricket park, come to my house, take a picture together? Is that possible?
What do you think about it?
Why can't we take a picture out at the Christmas party?
Because he can't show up.
Mm-hmm. It would be too cold for me to go to the walk anyway, you know.
Well, no. You said you were going to come if it's warmer. Yeah.
Oh, you got to pick me up a lot.
No, I can't pick you up. Gilbert, I have to be there at 5:30 in the morning. I can't pick you up.
Ah, it seems early on a Christmas.
Yeah, 5:30 seems early.
Well, that's what time I get there.
Okay.
Okay, you guys don't get there. I have to be there too early, Gilbert. I can't pick you up.
I'm the one setting up the sound. What do you mean?
I know.
You're going to get there earlier than me
still? Check.
Okay.
Check.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's all go pick me up here at the call station, okay?
Mm. All right.
So you want someone to pick you up. Do you have any – what if it's someone
Abigail.
You don't know? No.
He wants Abigail.
He doesn't know who she is.
No, we're not doing that.
He wants Abigail to pick him up.
We're not doing that.
No.
We're not doing it, but that's what he wants. He just doesn't know it yet.
Okay.
Or he wants Melissa from the Spanish station right down the hall.
So
he wants her.
Do you want Andrew to come pick you up?
No.
You pick me up, who?
Andrew?
Yeah, we get that. We'll get that done.
We can send Andrew.
Who's Andrew?
He's about to be somebody who's really pissed off.
Well, he's off this week. He doesn't care. He won't hear this. He is the producer for Connor and Beard. Do you want him to pick you up?
Yeah, I want him to pick me up.
All right, we'll send Andrew. Okay, Andrew, you got something to do when you get back.
All right, Andrew.
All right.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Set. Okay. All right, Gilbert. Talk to you later, bro.
Get that done. Well, so you don't think our intern Abigail or Melissa, who is the
cute girl
on the Spanish-speaking station, and Abigail, you don't think he wants them?
He might, but Abigail, by that point, won't even be an intern anymore. She'll be like a part-time producer.
Oh, yeah, she's training to do that. Stuff.
Well, she did the Killer Bees last week for an hour.
Did she really?
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because they had some issue. Someone had to leave, so Joe had to step in and be the host. So she did the Killer Bees. So.
I almost don't want to tell John this. Do you know she was homeschooled all through high school?
Really? And?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd say something.
What do you mean?
What is that?
Okay. But if I said that somebody was a kindergarten teacher?
Oh, that's different. That's different.
He thinks kindergarten teachers are the biggest freaks on the planet.
Well,
first grade, second grade, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but people who teach at that level love, like, the new bag is the influencers. They all have YouTube channels or TikToks or Instagrams.
As soon as they get out away from them little kids.
Well, wait.
And we'll get their freak
on. What the teachers do?
Yeah. The new thing is, it's not even that new anymore, like influencer teachers, where they have like they'll have a YouTube page with like 100,000 subscribers, and they'll, look at me setting up my classroom for the day and teacher outfit of the day.
That's a thing?
Yes.
People subscribe to that?
Yes.
And people get their perv onto this?
I don't know if it's
no,
perv.
No, it's not even perv.
It's like women or other teachers.
Everything's not about getting your perv on.
Well, oh, really? You ever seen Twitch?
Well, no, Twitch.
Yes, there is that too, but there's other things like just like the unboxing, it's amazing how many people, how many little schisms there are. Oh, I want to subscribe. I love watching this teacher
like
talk about
teacher set
what?
Up their class.
This is what's so crazy.
Mm. And they have daily vlogs about week in the life of a teacher. And people like, and you look at the account. 150,000 subscribers.
That's where the coin has spoken came from.
No, that was something.
Well, yeah,
no, that,
yeah.
That was
where,
kids,
those,
yeah.
where the coin boys came out.
The
where
coin the, has spoken.
Where the kids were in the school and said, they came back and said, I live by the coin and die by the coin. All their decisions were made by a flip of the coin and a teacher. And a subreddit said, the kid told her, when you hear this and you don't know where it comes from, it's coin boys. Mm. And the kid told her, heads, I do my homework, tails, I don't. And she said, thankfully, it came up tails.
Just stealing Two-Face's bit. That's all that is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that until you had said that. But still, I still like coin boys. I'm still consider myself a coin boy. I just haven't made decisions with the coin enough lately. But I definitely want to do that.
All right. When we come back, we got one more game without Denzel Perryman. Listen, they played better.
And there's a new Denzel Perryman on the block. When we come back, we'll tell you who the new Denzel Perryman is in NFL league circles. He's actually the originator.
Yes.
You know him.
When we come back, we'll do that. right here on ESPN 97.5. And I don't know if we can have Petrie and Perriman on the field at the same time, missing tackles and bad coverage.
It makes me sad that you're so down on Petrie.
Petrie's been bad, bro.
It makes me sad.
Petrie has not been
just
good
because
this year.
You and your pro football focus grade don't like him.
No, it's my human eyes that see him miss all these tackles. That's what my human eyes are showing me. You know what else my human eyes are showing me is that when you need payroll, HRMP is here for you. It's shown me this several times. I love what HRMP does for us. Give a call up here and talk to Laura about HRMP and what HRMP does for us and how great it is for us. We had another payroll company that was just terrible. I mean, we went from 25 to 75 employees, and they were like, "No, you don't get." Wait a minute, what? If you have 75 employees, three times the number of employees, you're going to charge us the same? No. Got it. We need a new one. And we found HRMP. And what they do is they customize plans perfect for your business. And they will show you how they can save you money. If you're with a payroll company now, there's a good chance that admin company that you're with is giving you the runaround, giving you the business with your benefits packages. HRMP doesn't do that. They give you choices on your benefits packages. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this thing, as far as taxes go, as far as payroll goes, as far as HR goes, go see our friends. Just let them come and give you a customized plan for your business. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya Game Powder.
Are you?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back. 746 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, quietly, Blake Cashman is putting together maybe even a Pro Bowl kind of year.
It's hard to believe because he's kind of a little bit of a cast off, but Pro Bowl. It's not outrageous.
It's not.
Blake Cashman is having a productive year. He's producing tackles. As a matter of fact, D'Amico, I know, talked about him yesterday. He's such an active. So he's a really good athlete. Was a great tester, but his activity level is just so good, and he's been so consistently around the ball. Like, he's not making as many mistakes as we've seen Texans linebackers make in the past.
Yep. Here, I mean, he just seems to be, and he's a sure tackler. He's good in coverage. Early in the season, he was against the Colts. I'm like, why is a linebacker on this wide receiver? And it was Cashman, and he was running with him. I was like, what the hell? This dude can cover. Here's D'Amico talking about Blake Cashman yesterday.
Blake did a really good job for us. Throughout the whole season, Blake has shown up and made plays for us. Yesterday, the thing that stood out for me with Blake was him stepping in at the Mike linebacker spot, which is a position he hasn't played all year. But for him to step in and handle the communication, right, really well, I think that just speaks to Blake and his growth and, you know, how important he is to our team. Right, being able to play multiple spots, it's really important for us. And Blake stood up, made a lot of plays for us yesterday, and he's done that all year. So very encouraged with Blake's growth throughout the year.
You know, it hasn't been perfect at the linebacker spot, and there's still, you know, I still think there's room for improvement potentially on the roster there. I think Denzel will be a one and done, and you may look at linebacker this year coming up in the draft, maybe a starter. And 200 is, to me, going to be a good backup. On a really good team, I think that's what you would like to have. Maybe D'Amico and the team will see it differently. But I don't think it can be understated that the linebacker play has been so much better than when it was Kirksey and just whatever fill-in-the-blank linebackers you had that didn't hit the run fits, were making tackles down the field. Like, these are guys who are more downhill. They're in their run fits a lot better. It's not perfect. There are some mistakes from time to time with the run defense. But the linebacker play in general has been so much better than it was really over the last 3 years.
Kirksey is the embodiment, the personification of the Nick Caserio, I'm just filling in roster spots.
Yeah, but Cashman has not been.
No. But they realized that about Kirksey, and they moved on.
So Kirksey was a guy that Nick loves. What I was told is Nick loves Nick loves Kirksey, the personality, the mindset, the, you know, he's a pro and all that stuff. But at some point, you got to be a better football player. I mean, he's been around for a while, and you needed an upgrade in talent. And I give Nick, it's one of the reasons I give him credit. Guys like Blake Cashman.
Yeah.
Give him a lot of credit for bringing him in. He's well outplayed his expectations. Steven Nelson has been terrific. Tavier Thomas has been terrific. Yeah. I mean, they've really, you know, Nick has made some very subtle moves over the last few years that I don't know that, you know, I think he's been average at drafting, but a big part of it, Rick Smith, where Rick excelled at times, and Brian Gardner and Brian Gain, who were the two pro personnel coordinators during Rick's tenure, they were good at finding guys off the street that outplayed their perceived value. And I think that's a real key on a roster to find those guys. Kenny Moore has become a Pro Bowler in Indianapolis because Ballard found him off the street. That's how, I mean, honestly, those success stories happen frequently.
Yeah.
Jaylen Warren in Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh's not exactly, they just fired Matt Canada, by the way. So Pittsburgh, after being outgained in all 10 games this year, fired their offense coordinator. It's not breaking news, Sounder.
It is breaking news. You just announced that.
It's not the sounder, though.
That is the sounder.
That is the sounder.
Well, this isn't breaking news. And so this is the first time they've replaced a head coach or coordinator since 1941. The Steelers don't do this.
What, guys just leave on their own?
This is how bad it's been. They wait till the end of the year.
Oh, end of the year, okay.
In season. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Speaking of linebackers, you know, Christian Harris has been playing better, too.
Yeah.
We've been talking about how he can cover in the flat. If you're going to catch a ball in the flat, you better hope Christian Harris ain't around, because Christian Harris is going to light you up. Here is D'Amico talking about Christian Harris and how he's better than he was.
I was excited for Christian. He's made some big-time plays there, batting the ball down and a couple pressures there with him blitzing. Big time stops for us. So I'm excited for Christian and his growth and what he's doing. Christian's a really good player, and he has a lot to improve on, a lot to grow. And he's dialed in, and he's dedicated to growing. So really coachable guy. Really love his spirit. Love the way he fights. Love the way he gets after it on Sundays. So just excited for Christian and what he can continue to become as a
I like D'Amico's answers. I kind of pay attention to this stuff relative to what Gary used to say. Gary was always guarded. Bill O'Brien was, he was typically pretty honest, but always, you know, Bill came from that school of, hey, let's tamp down all the, you know, I don't want to get guys too pumped up. Let's just, you know, I am not going to ever say good things about rookies. We'll always direct from rookies and we'll direct it to a veteran player or an entire group. D'Amico doesn't play by this coach's playbook that he thinks he needs to play by. You ask him a question and he'll tell you what he thinks. Now he's going to be protective of his players. He's not going to bag on them, but he's pretty good at, it doesn't matter if he thinks a guy, like, he wants to build his guys up. He wants his guys to be loved up some. And I think he does a really good job of, you know, Christian Harris has played better lately. And I think Christian Harris last year and at times this year, his instincts aren't very good. I think that's on a coaching staff to put him where he's best, which is run and chase and not have to make a bunch of reads, you know, reads near the line of scrimmage and get to his run fit. Of course, that's part of football. But I think Christian Harris is being used much more appropriately now for what his strengths and weaknesses are. And that gets to the coaching. That gets to Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans, who've done a good job with that.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because D'Amico did address, you know, the MVP chance were out there for CJ. And we saw it. We heard him after the game saying, you know, hey, I was good. You know what? I played a good game. You know, I'm going to keep on shooting. What makes me great is, it was like, whoa, dude. I mean, but you know what? He has that attitude. Actually, D'Amico did address, he's got Steph Curry's attitude, but he also said it doesn't bother him about this awards hype for CJ.
You know, the mention for Coach of the Year, CJ getting the MVP mentions, it doesn't matter to us, honestly. Like, I really don't care. That's not what I seek out to be, or that's not what CJ as a player, we don't seek out for the personal accolades. It's not what we work for, right? We work together as a team,
right, to put ourselves in good position to play meaningful football, and that's where we are. And we just have to keep going out, getting better, right, keep executing throughout the end of the year, all right, continue to put together some wins. That's what's important to us.
I believe him when he
says
that.
I believe him. I believe him.
I actually believe that. I don't think it matters.
You believe in CJ? You believe that in CJ too?
Well, I like that. No, I think the individual stuff matters to CJ, but I think it would to any of us.
Yeah.
How could it not? But I like the way that CJ, I like the way that D'Amico wrapped him up in the blanket of we.
Yeah.
And he basically said, me and CJ, we just, I think that is a really sly way of making sure that you keep almost a father figure like thing of you're just saying, No, we're this way. So in a way, you're getting a message to CJ too. No, we're about team first. The team is the first thing, and the individual is the second thing. I think that's a way of D'Amico Ryans basically telling the public what his private message is, which is it's always team over individual. Which honestly, we don't see it in society much anymore. We don't see it as a country much anymore. Where the team, the greater good of the collective, you don't see that, but the great teams, that's what they are. And D'Amico Ryans is trying to build a great team, and so he's making it about team. Of course, everyone knows C.J. Stroud has all – and you want to guard against it as long as you can, because at some point, you know, it may be hard to keep C.J. as focused on the team stuff, but maybe he has it in him. Maybe he has it in him. And, you know, I'm going to say something, and this is not against Quincy Avery by any stretch of the imagination. I know Quincy, and I get along great with Quincy. I think it's a good thing, though. I think CJ got out of a bubble. CJ was in the Deshaun bubble, Quincy Avery, David Mulgeta, Brian Burney, that whole crew, and that's who he knew. That's the agency. That's kind of what they do. He went before the draft and went and worked with 3D, which is John Beck and I think Tom House, and they've got a lot of veteran quarterbacks over there. Bryce Young trained over there for the combine, and I think he got out of his comfort zone and bubble and went and worked with somebody that he didn't know, and got to see a different way. Like, I'm a big believer. Dennis Lindsay once told me the best thing to happen to him was getting out of the Rockets and going to the San Antonio Spurs. And not because he – just because he saw a different way. He got to see the Rudy way, the Jeff Van Gundy way, Daryl Morey. Then you had Pop. He said, I got to see so many different ways of doing it. And it didn't – one's not better than the other. You just got to have that influence. Well, now C.J. Stroud got out of – you know, his little sphere of influence, and he got to see a different way, and he got to see the John Beck way, and he got to hang out with different other different quarterbacks and some veterans. Now he's asking Tom Brady the question. We played it on the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's asking Tom Brady a question on the Jim Gray Tom Brady podcast that I thought was great about how do you do it when you have these distractions? And Tom gave him this incredible answer. I think somewhere along the line over the last 2 years, there has been a maturation process because he got outside of the bubble he was in, saw life a little different way. He got to see different perspectives. And I'm hopeful that talking to guys like Tom Brady and having Tom Brady praise him, that he's going to be able to keep that same main thing, the main thing focus, because Deshaun lost it. The main thing was no longer the main thing for Deshaun. He lost that at some point. If it stays that way with CJ, and he sees himself as – a chance to be an all-time great, man, fundamentally change the course of who C.J. Stroud becomes.
Well, there's so much to unravel there because D'Amico did address guys being themselves, which makes to a good team, and he also addressed C.J.'s Steph Curry-type attitude. But when we come back, you mentioned Tom Brady. Tom Brady had an interesting quote. See if you agree with him. We'll play it on the other side. But first, you've got to talk about Texas Custom Patios.
TCP Outdoors. It's what we're calling them now. It's Texas Custom Patios. But honestly, patios, I've always felt like they don't – it's not really a very clear indicator of what they're building. TCP Outdoors is really what they are. They're TCP is Texas Custom Patios. But the outdoors is where I want you to focus because they're building swimming pools, pool houses, room additions that really are, frankly, a lot of times outdoor living spaces that can be enclosed or not enclosed. Most times they're open air, but every once in a while people want them enclosed or they want to have screens there and have them screened in. They can do all that for you. They can build an outdoor living space with multiple televisions, if that's what you're looking for. The sound systems are always great. That adds a big piece to the puzzle. And then the outdoor kitchens with the best appliances, stone and natural granite and countertops that are going to, you know, prep areas, flat tops, grills, refrigerators, warmers. They have everything that you can imagine that they can build for you. It depends on the space you have available, but you tell them what you want, they'll build it. And the best thing is, you don't even have to actually tell them what you want. You can say, look, I'll just trust you guys. What should I build? And they'll design it for you, and you're going to be blown away at not only the process of it all, but the way that it comes out, the way that it looks, and the value it gives you. It's Texas Custom Patios. Go to tcpoutdoors.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.